This is Al Simpson. Who is the real Bill Clinton? Why, whoever you want him to be. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, whether Bill Clinton is discussing his own checkered past or our nation's future, his only consistency is his inconsistency. On the issues of free trade, the Gulf War, the economy, abortion, gun control, and the draft, Clinton would rather be popular than be presidential. When you look at Clinton's pandering behavior, you'd think he was running for prom king, not president of the United States. Ted, there's an old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. As a profile in political courage and leadership, Clinton's waffling would promise a future of indecision and drift. Ted, before this guy, who really is harder to pin down than Jell-O, debates President Bush, old Slick Willie ought to first debate himself. When looking at all the real tough issues, I can't think of two candidates who could make a debate more interesting than Clinton versus Clinton. Him evasive? You betcha.
Al, you picked the wrong time to talk about other people straddling issues. You're Exhibit A, Al. You were part of that bizarre herd of Republican senators the other day who switched positions in the space of 30 minutes to get on the right side of a key woman's issue. You were spinning like a weather vane, Al. Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa wanted to shift funds from military spending to breast cancer research. Yes, man, for the Pentagon that you are, Al, you voted against that sensible proposal. But suddenly, Republican senators panicked. You forgot it's the year of the woman, with women's health a priority. Senate votes usually last 15 minutes, but this one took 53 minutes, Al, while male chauvinists like you traipsed back to the Senate floor, ate crow, and changed your position. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's unseemly opposition to special prosecutors. What are they hiding? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.